All right, Mr. Chairman, number 11 on your agenda is the third and final petition. This is one that has been brought forward by the South Dakota Migratory Bird Association. And we have a couple of individuals here today that would like to speak to you, commissioners, about this. This petition talks about De Grey Refuge and some of the waterfowl refuges in the pier area. And I guess probably the best way to move forward would be to let the petitioners come before you and provide their thoughts and perspectives, and then we'll go from there. So, gentlemen.
Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling, my name is Stephen Nelson. I'm a lobbyist for the Migratory Bird Association. I was a past director for about 15, 20 years, and with me is our new director for the last year and a half, Kurt Underhill. I have two statements. The president of our association, Larry Steffen, was coming in, but they're moving cattle, and he called and said, we're still moving cattle, but I have a copy of what he was going to read to you, so I'll do that. I'm the president of the Migratory and Upland Game Bird Association, and for you new members of the commission, we were incorporated in 1974. We have about 1,000 members, half are resident, half are non-resident. Today we're asking you to accept our petition, asking that the Pier and the Grey Missouri River Waterfowl Refuges be given some permanency. The reason is twofold: to give the geese a safe place on the water and to hopefully enlarge the size of the goose flock in the pier area. These areas are unique in that they are among the last places on the Missouri River where opportunities for goose hunting over the land exists for hunters, not only from Hughes, Stanley, and Sully County, but from all across our state. And I'll add, they come in from Watertown, Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Mulbridge, Winter, when the geese get here. We've been working with our legislators, and it started last year, to make these areas permanent by law. And their suggestion was to ask you, the commission, for a hearing to give the concept adequate discussion. We agreed with them, and that is why we are here today. I'm asking you, on the behalf of our members and those who hunt geese, to accept our petition. Now, I'll read my few brief statements. On the refuge history, I came to Pier in 1968 and started hunting geese at De Grey. There was a De Grey refuge there then. The people at that time told me that was a refuge made by law back under the Joe Foss administration, but we researched it. We could find nothing in the codes that said anything about it. These refuges have been put in place, approved by this commission, at least all the refuges over the past 50 years that I've been attending your meetings. I'm not sure when that De Grey refuge was actually put into a refuge. But like I said, it was there in 1968 when I started. The Pier refuge was put into place after Owyhee Dam was built. And you have a map that kind of shows where they are. Now, what we were asking is just for also a slight enlargement of the pier and the De Grey and the De Grey refuge, not the De Grey refuge, leave it just as exactly as, no change. But in Pier, to enlarge it, take it down and take into the Farm Island recreation area. Actually, the refuge starts in town at the end of Promboy Island, right below the Isaac Walton Club. Going upstream, we're asking you to enlarge it slightly and take it from Core Bay down to the tip of Peoria Flats. We think and we believe that that will help protect the goose flock that's here now and hopefully keep it at the same size and hopefully watch it grow. It will also enhance hunting in the Peoria Flats area and the Lower Oahe Waterfowl Union, which you lease, probably known as the Sheehan Ranch. There's a lot, and this year they're hunting geese out there right now today. Last year there and downstream, the goose hunting, there wasn't anything. Two reasons, there weren't any geese. They didn't show up till February. We feel that, you know, if we can protect that goose flock, and I was kind of reminiscing, and it will help our residents a lot, because the number of the non-resident hunters that hunt geese is greatly diminished. It's greatly what I call a resident flock. Back when we put in the 3-day non-resident waterfowl license in these three areas, we sold about 1,800 licenses. I think today we sell 200. And there's two reasons for that. The geese come down later. And just by the nature of refuges, if they're in a refuge, they're protected and they stay. But this is a few things I'm reminiscing on, just as I've hunted those geese for over 50 years, and I love them. And Stephanie knows, as a legislature, you look out the window every day, say, look out, here they come, you know. There probably were 250,000 here at one time. I would estimate today that the gray, the peak was probably around 10,000. There were none there last year. And I would say, I don't know, Kurt, up north, how many do you think came along?
There's quite a few more this year. But
10, 15, they're going back into the area you lease. And as far as commercial hunting, there's very little anymore. There was a time there were probably 12, 15 commercial hunting organizations. Landowners, there's probably two or three today. And actually, those two or three do very little commercial, because most of them got into the pheasant hunting business. So Kurt's got a couple things he wants to say to you, and so I'll stop it there. Thank you.
Commissioners, members of the commission, and Secretary Roblin, thank you for your time today. I'm the executive director, as Steve said, of the South Dakota Migratory and Game Bird Association. And I also live in the Spring Creek area, so I drive past Corbay every day and watch people that hunt along the trees. And by bringing the refuge of the gray, or the city refuge, up to Peoria Flats, covering all of Corbay, I really think that it will enhance the hunting for everybody along the pass shooters, the Sheehan Pits area, and the Spring Creek area. Like Steve asked, there's a tremendous amount more birds. I bet you there's a couple hundred thousand in Spring Creek and Okoboji this year, not to mention the duck flocks. Unfortunately, they come out right after the sun goes down. You can't hunt them, but it's not only going to help the waterfowlers. It's not only help the geese, it's going to help waterfowl population in general and help the hunting. There's very few boats that go out on the big water or even down below anymore. And I think the majority of the people are land hunting in the Sheehan Pits area or pass shooting. And I think it'll be a really big improvement for keeping birds around. I know we've had refuge meetings in the past, and refuges are always kind of a tough subject. But I really think it's a good one, and I really would like your guys' approval of it.
Any questions by these gentlemen or women? Thank you for your time.
Just in closing, I'd say we want to thank you. Thanks for being good listeners.
Thank you. While you're there, before you slide off, maybe see one second for both of you. You know, you guys are more aware, probably better cognizant of what the resident waterfowl population, the number of hunters has went downhill over the years, and we're all working, you know, those of us that like to waterfowl and are in this for the right reasons, to get those numbers to get back up, taking kids hunting and whatnot. Do you think by doing this, does it hurt those people that really want to have a waterfowl experience on the river that you talk about?
hunting them for 50 years, there's also people that just love to get out in their duck boat, watch the dog go out and do the work on the water. And, you know, I realize that it's so much easier to do it on land hunting, but does this limit any opportunities? One of the things we're trying to do through our R3 initiative is to, you know, recruit, reactivate, and retain. And so I'm concerned that some of those diehard waterfowlers that are out there, not intentionally going in and blowing birds off the water, but, I mean, this also takes away opportunity for them. Just comment on that, if you would.
Chairman, great question. We're not asking for the whole river. There's plenty of other areas that they go hunt up north to the Shelly Flats area. I watch boats go to Spring Creek. The few boats that do go on the water go to Spring Creek, Cow Creek, and go upriver. We're just after that Core Bay area, and I agree. I grew up in a duck boat, and I do still love water hunting. I prefer to land hunt because it's just easier and it's not as cold. But you're right. I see that, but that's why, you know, ideally we'd love to say water is shut off, but we understand that water has to be accessible for hunters. There are people that's the only way they hunt, by the water. And they have the deep buoys and the boats and all that stuff. So that's why we're not asking for the whole river. I don't know statistically how many people actually, if I've ever in the 15 years I drive by Core Bay, have ever seen a boat duck hunting Core Bay. They might be going out of there, going out somewhere else, but I've never really seen anybody in Core Bay actually duck hunting. So that's my personal.
One comment on goose hunting. I'd say 98% of it's done from the land, and it's the opportunity for a person who wants to hunt waterfowl and doesn't have a boat, a few hundred bucks worth of decoys, or doesn't care to go out over the water in December, a chance to shoot a goose. And if the geese are here, and there's a lot of them, especially our resident hunters, come to pier to hunt geese, and they hunt over the land. So you're talking about, well, I don't know if last year I even saw anybody downriver hunting ducks over the water. But it's different over in the Northeast. That's a completely different world from Brookings to Sioux Falls to Watertown to Aberdeen. I mean, you're talking about duck hunting country. And out here, you're talking about goose hunting country. Most of your waterfowl hunters here could care less about ducks. And the ones back east to care less about geese.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate your time. Who's leading this up? Tom, I'll shift it back to you then, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming today. So I want to talk to you about the petition here and some of our discussions internally over the last day or two. And be very upfront, we didn't have a ton of time to really dive into a lot of the details on this one. So there's a couple things I want to address. Number one, within the petition, it talks about making these specific refuges more permanent. And what I would offer to you that there is no real solution or approach to make them permanent. You could put some type of language in administrative rule if you wanted to as a body, as a commission body, but as you all know, as an administrative rule, this same body could come back 6 months later, the next group of commissioners could come back 3 years later or 5 years later and change administrative rule because you have that authority to do that. So from the perspective of putting something more permanent, I don't know that there's a real mechanism to make it permanent because nothing's truly permanent when it comes to administrative rule or even statute as far as that goes. That being said, I would also offer to you, based on, as the gentleman described, there have been a lot of conversations about refuges over the last few years. In particular, we had a couple of meetings here locally talking about refuges up and down on the Missouri River system, some lively discussions at a few moments, some contentious moments as well. But I would also say some very, very candid and open conversations about the refuges as well. The one key point that we learned, and we share as well, we'd certainly like to see more geese in the area and to provide more hunting opportunities for our goose hunting population out there. But what we have seen are changes on the landscape level all the way up into North Dakota and into Canada, that is primarily the reason why we don't see the number of geese that we used to the past few decades. Landscape changes, there's more food, there's been open water, and if they have food and open water, there is no need to come all the way down here when they can sit a little ways north farther, wherever and however far north that might be. And as we've seen here just the last couple of days with the weather pattern we had, it went from not very many birds to certainly a nice number of birds in the area. So, again, it indicates how much weather plays into the factor of geese being in the area. And we've seen that over the past few decades in particular. So from the standpoint of the addition or the expansion of the refuges, as described in the petition, did reach out to, in particular, a couple of our conservation officers who obviously talk to sportsmen, check hunters, see a lot of the goose hunting pressure that occurs in the pier area, the duck hunting pressure that occurs in the area. And the very first thing that they brought up in respect to the concept of adding the additional refuge, and again, it wasn't just the officers, it was some of our other biological staff, was the likelihood of taking away other waterfowl hunting opportunity, in particular folks that do duck hunting in those areas from both. They see geese sitting in those areas right now. We see birds sitting in all locations of the water. And that was one of the primary conversations that we had with those refuge conversations about, are those refuges really holding the birds, or do they sit in other areas? Do you need to add more? Do you need to take away? It is extremely difficult to analyze and come up with a concrete answer whether this refuge is keeping birds in the area, or this refuge is attracting more birds in the area, or is it something else? And without having the ability to say, and not having the information and data to say that adding more refuges is going to help that goose hunting opportunities, lends us to the direction of not being supportive of adding more refuges in the pier area here. In particular, because of those areas that were mentioned in the petition that we know some duck hunters use for waterfowl hunting opportunities as well. At the end of the day, what we've seen from goose numbers changing over the years and all those weather patterns, landscape patterns, the number of geese that have reduced, we certainly want to help and do what we can to retain goose hunting opportunities in the area as well. It's a fun sport. People really enjoy going out and doing that. It can be a fun time even when it's 20 degrees below zero. But that said, we also need to keep in mind and consider other waterfowl hunters as well and using those portions of the river system for other waterfowl hunting opportunities. And in this case, we believe that there's to be some duck hunting opportunities. And those are some of the best late season duck hunting opportunities probably in the state because our water stays open in these areas. So our recommendation to you, commissioners, is to not move forward with the petition. We certainly understand and appreciate what the petitioners are bringing forward. We want to see more goose hunting opportunities. I wish we could wave our magic wand and have more geese come down, quite honestly, which would, end result, would be more hunting opportunities. But we don't believe that the additional refuges is going to make that type of change or that type of impact, and we would rather see that open for those other duck hunting opportunities on the river system as well. So our recommendation would be not to move forward with the petition, and with that, I'll stand by to answer any questions that you may have.
Thanks, Tom. Before we get to questions, Chris, any way you could pull up on the screen here for everybody? I think that everybody has in their packet the proposed expansions up into Peoria Flats and then part to the southeast I believe it was in the pack, but if I saw that in the, maybe even if you just pulled up that map, you could with the pointer, show the rest of the commission what area we're talking about, too.
I haven't lost it.
Oh, he does. Okay. Hang on.
I just want to confirm with them that that map is what they
are. Sure. The dashed lines, Tom, are the ones that we're talking about.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. So the solid red would be the current refuges that are in place on the Missouri River system here. This doesn't show that the gray one, which would be a little bit farther to your right-hand side. This is just focusing on where those additional expansions that are being asked to. So the solid red are the current refuges in place. Kind of in the middle of the map there would be obviously Owyhee Dam coming down into the city itself. And then the hash mark up above would be from Core Bay, the dam, up to Peoria Flats. And then down on your right-hand side there, the dashed line would be from Laframboy down to the tip of Farm Island itself would be those expanded areas. And again, those are some of those areas that our staff have talked about and know that there are folks that do go out and take advantage of those late-season duck hunting opportunities. Duck hunting is later here in the central part of the state. We have those open water opportunities for some of those folks to get out there and enjoy duck hunting later in the season as well.
Big questions. Commissioner Sharp. Mr. Sharp here. Just a question, is the area they're talking about, is that specifically perfect for duck hunting? Or is it just gets close to pier so you can drop a boat in and get to it easy?
Mr. Chairman, not sure what the definition would be for perfect duck hunting. It might be the eyes of the beholder, right? But what it is, it's locations where there's open water. There is access, obviously, and there are birds that use it. When you think in the central part of the state here, that late-season hunting opportunity, where is the water going to be open? It's going to be likely on the Missouri River. You get outside the river system, and under those normal winter conditions, the potholes, those things are going to be, other lakes are going to be froze. This would be open water, and there would be duck hunting opportunities.
I always struggle with the fact that we discuss taking away boat opportunity because I'm not convinced the majority of the people in the state own a boat to go duck hunting. And I know when we discussed various boating issues in northeastern South Dakota in the fall, of course, the only time to get the best late season duck hunting would be on the lakes we were discussing. And yet when we monitor them very closely, what was the most popular lake in northeastern South Dakota that had all the diver ducks and all the people go out there hunting and everything was a total of 4 boats over about a 60-day period. And so 4 boats over 60 days makes it the most popular lake. I can only imagine, you know, what people are talking about when they go, well, I don't want to take away that opportunity, and yet most people aren't going out there doing it.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out what the downside of trying something is when we have 400 miles of river. I'm trying to figure out what the down. What are we losing by taking out, you know, what, quarter mile or half mile of riverfront to try something for a few years is kind of the way I'm looking at it. And I know these discussions get very robust. But that's kind of what I've seen is that when everybody's doing it, everybody's got to have a boat, and everybody's out there. And yet if we sat on the river and put cameras out there and monitored how many people are launching a boat, my guess is it's not as many as what people try to portray. So I always struggle on these things because I do like to try different stuff because guess what? 3 years, if it's not working, you just said we can change. So that's kind of the way I view these things. I'm lukewarm on this, but not sure I want to, you know, a flat deny. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Any other questions? Commissioner Ridley?
Thank you. I concur with Commissioner Sharp. We have some gentlemen that showed up to request something from us. We're not saying we're going to do it. We're saying let's see what the public has to say about it. If the duck hunters are opposed, could they not show up during the meeting and share their viewpoints as well? We have a big river. So I'm kind of along the same line as Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Lockett.
Commissioner Ressler just said what I was going to say, so I think it'd be a great idea to try it. I applaud the people that are, the petitioners are here. They're willing to speak for it. I'm always looking to try new things. Something has changed. We know that. I don't know if geese are getting harassed off the river or something, but I really honestly don't know. I know somebody that farms probably 100 miles north of here, and he's asking where all the geese are, too. And so maybe we ought to try something like this. I'd be willing to try it.
Commissioner Whitmire. So, Tom, having been in on some of these discussions on the refuges in the past, DeGray, was that part of those discussions, do you recall, when we were looking at going back to 2019? Would DeGray and Peer been part of those discussions?
All of them, Commissioner Whitmire, all of them were part of those discussions because we did a review of every refuge on the Missouri River system. So it would have been part of those conversations, yes.
I'm a little conflicted, you know, now just looking at this without, I mean, we actually have a number of refuges of concern, but I mean, that's fine that we just look at this, but nonetheless, just to throw it out there that I don't want to forget that those, there's other folks in the state that want to see refuges modified one way or another, but, and two, now looking at these, on the fisheries aspect of it, I know we've had discussions on deer hunters trying to get to the take lands going through refuge, you know, and that also harasses birds. Do we in the current Pier and Peoria Flats areas allow fishing access? So there's still boats coming and going through there, and that would continue. So we're not going to be limiting the fishing, nor are we going to completely make this a you know, like a Wabe refuge in my backyard. You know, there's no motorized boats on that. That's, so it gets a little confusing. You know, look at other refuges.
Commissioner Whitmire, one, from the standpoint of a waterfall refuge, it's just specific to the waterfall hunting activity itself. It doesn't have any impact on an angler going out there in a boat and enjoying the fishing opportunities that exist. Yes, and it would not curtail that activity.
Any other commissioners want to talk before I give Commissioner Sharp another bite at the apple? Okay, Commissioner Sharp.
Good review, Bob, and I was going to bring up the fact that most of the robust discussion that we had on the refuges had to do with whether we should stop boats from going through there that were trying to go upriver and hunt deer on the take land. So that's where it got a little bit more exciting than other times. And but, you know, I think we're all kind of thinking the same direction. I'm not sure totally where I stand on it. I'm leaning towards, I don't think this is a bad idea to try because we try lots of things here. And having said that, I'd move to move this forward.
Then a motion, is there a second?
Okay.
Second. Got any comments on the motion to put the petition up for public comment?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Whitmire, Tom, so moving this ahead in your really, this all, we know we can't do it in permanent. I mean, that's been established. But so if we move this ahead with those, do we need to modify the wording that we're not attempting to, you know, thinking that we're doing something permanent here? I mean, does that need to be specified that, you know, we do, when it gets out to the public for review, I mean, that the permanency aspect of it is not intended by this commission.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. John Katilnik, are you listening in right now?
I am, Mr. Chair.
John, go ahead. Did you hear the question in respect to the permanency language?
I did. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, again, John Katilnik, staff attorney. Director Kirschman and I had a brief conversation about the legitimacy of that portion of the petition. I would say that that's not even a legitimate petition because it's outside the scope of authority that the commission has. So I think in that aspect, you could just ignore the permanency part or request for that petition. Normally, if we'd received a petition in early enough, we would have contacted the petitioners prior to this meeting and say, hey, this petition isn't necessarily valid because the commission doesn't have the authority to do what you're asking. In this situation, the petition was submitted so late that we didn't really have much time to discuss with the petitioners. So with that being said, I think moving forward, you would just ignore that part of the request of the petition as the commission doesn't have the authority to do that.
Did you say does or does not?
Does not.
But we want it.
rewind just a little bit, John. So we've never been able, we don't have the ability to in the presence of the petitioners to ask them to modify or amend it here because it's what was printed as part of the public comment part of this meeting.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, yes. I mean, they could modify their petition to only include the request for the expansion of the refuge. It's up to you. It's really up to you how you want to do it logistically. I think, again, like I mentioned earlier, the actual portion of the petition that's requesting the rule be permanent is not a valid petition. So that part of it you could just ignore and move forward with the part requesting the refuge.
Okay. So we can reject this petition and ask them to resubmit one at the next January meeting, or excuse me, February, maybe March, actually, we won't have one then. But, I mean, we're getting into, you know, this is the legislative session. These guys are going to be busy doing other bills and whatnot. Is that the cleanest and most efficient way to handle this? Because I'm getting, obviously, the sense from the commission that they'd like to see this go out to public comment now. Go ahead, Kevin.
Right. Mike. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roman here, Department Secretary. My recommendation would be to reject this petition, and then the commission can bring the proposal to the table today and say we'd like this proposal that includes these boundaries that are in front of you and not the permanent part, and then we can have a 60-day public comment period on that piece alone.
You'll make a good commissioner someday, Al. Isn't that how this works? You're the secretary for a while, and then you come back. I thought that was for a president. But anyway, so I'd entertain. You'd have to withdraw your motion.
I'll withdraw.
And your second. And so now we're back to looking for a motion to reject the petition as written.
So move.
Motion second. Any discussion on that? All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So the petition has been rejected. Is it the wishes of the commission to bring forward changes to what we just saw and get rid of the permanency? Okay, and then we'll have our legal amend that in a way for the public record that it would indicate that the petition would move forward with a second in all but the permanency of this and just using the existing map, and we'll put that out for public comment. So with that said, we have motion and second. Any comments on the motion to move the amended petition forward? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So it's now out for public comment, gentlemen, and so work your magic.